Hey, welcome to the podcast that will not have an Alippo. What's that word?
Hello. Welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for September 30th, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That was a little radio drama. Did you buy it? Yeah, did you?
Yeah,
you
got
felt
it.
You felt it.
I did. I almost cried.
Yeah. Welcome to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Thank you, Janine Fadich, for that.
You're welcome.
Okay. So let's just jump right. Yeah, Alippo moment. My guy, Gary Johnson, had his Alippo moment. And then I'm writing about that this week in the strip. And I'm ripping him one. I'm just making fun of it, as I would if it was Hillary or Trump. However, those two guys tend to make mistakes more. What, Hillary, you look?
Well, according to PolitiFact, this is about lies, or not telling the complete truth. Basically, Donald Trump tells a thing that's only maybe partly true, totally false, really, really pants on fire false, 76% of the time.
Good Lord.
And Hillary does it 29% of the time. So basically, almost that's all Trump does.
It's three-fourths of the time, and Hillary, it's only a quarter of the time. With Gary Johnson, you know, at least the next day he owned up to it and said that, you know, it just proves that he's human, and I thought that was good, and it was going to be behind us. However, obviously, I can't write about it immediately. This week, he's on MSNBC with Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews asks him to name one or three or whatever number it was of his favorite world leaders. And he said, and Johnson said, "I'm having an Alippo moment. I can't think of one." And Governor Weld behind him is trying to help him out. It's really kind of like, you know, the mom in the audience trying to cheat, give her kid who's at the spelling bee who's having trouble spelling a word. He never did get quite over that, and it's just kind of confirming how he's being painted by a lot of people. However, today, my newspaper, where I'm the editorial cartoonist, the Chicago Tribune, endorsed Gary Johnson for president of the United States. So there. Ha.
Ha. But is it a full-on endorsement, or it's basically a kind of let's vote for him as a protest vote to show that we don't...
We had said the editorial board, and via the editorials, had said we cannot ever endorse Donald Trump. His temperament is too heinous, too ugly, too ridiculous to be president of the United States. Hillary is far too liberal for our tastes. So a viable alternative vote is Gary Johnson.
Okay.
So that's where that goes. And so the week goes on, and Donald Trump makes fun of him and points it out. And then he says something like, "I pay people to..."
Yeah.
What was the gag? I can't remember. I'm having my Alippo moment again.
He pays people to do that.
He pays people to do that. And so we had some comments on when I said that.
We have comments on that. It says, Ohio Mike says, "It still pays to know how to do things. Skills are a good thing to have." And Dapper Dan 61 says, "Trump says he'll surround himself with smart people since he's obviously an idiot. The problem is any sound advice given to him will likely be ignored." So he hasn't been very good at taking advice so far, right?
No, he, we're recording this now. The debate, the first debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton was Monday. We record this on a Friday. And, I mean, he clearly walked in, just thought he could wing it. The biggest stage he's ever been on, it turned out to be around 81 million people. We're predicting as many as 100 million viewers. And he just figures he can wing it. She was clearly practiced, informed,
very prepared, and kind of let him hang himself.
Oh, and she just threw out little pieces of red meat every few minutes, and he just gobbled them right up like a hungry, hungry hippo. Can I call him a hippo?
I think that's okay.
Okay, because he does call beauty pageant competitors Miss Piggy and stuff like that. So
right, and we had heard that at his place in Palos Verdes, in Rancho Palos Verdes, when he comes to visit, they make sure that only thin, attractive women are on view and working that day.
Good Lord. Anyway, so then it goes on to cite Honey Bunny's response to the Alippo moment, and she starts coughing and hacking, and someone wrote about that.
Right. Michael complained about that. He says, "Repeating the far right's nutty claims about Hillary Clinton's health is irresponsible, probably rising to immoral, even if you are only doing it for laughs."
That's crazy. She had pneumonia and she lied about it. Here's what's weird, and you actually have an answer to this, and it resonates. It makes sense. I don't understand Democrats who like Clinton, who like this Clinton or the older version of Clinton, when they get lied to all the time. It doesn't seem to bother them. And your explanation is?
Well, it's the same thing. We've talked about this before. People don't mind if they feel you're aligned for them. That's your team. And so
that's your tribe.
Right. So you're with them. And if they're lying, it's for a good reason. It's for you.
Well, that's hogwash. Either they're lying to me or they're not.
But that's also why people are letting Trump.
Right. That's our guy. So he's lying for me. He's lying.
Right. And in fact, here's another thing on Trump getting away with so many lies that Darson 54 says, got to admit, Standish, you got a point there. People theorize it's because of the volume of Trump's lies. He's taken the news value off of them. On one hand, I think if you just keep saying so many and so quickly that it's hard to just keep up with them all.
Well, and you end each sentence with, believe me. You have to believe him.
Because he said so, right?
Yeah, he says, believe me.
And he seems so sincere.
Yeah, yeah, he's a sincere kind of guy. No, we're doomed. We're absolutely doomed. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses for Gary Johnson. I think those two slip-ups were slip-ups. They hardly rise to the level of the Hillary or to Trump slip-ups, but apparently this disqualifies third-party candidates from getting your vote. And I'm getting a lot of blowback from the left, which is curious. Clearly they're afraid that he will siphon off votes from Hillary. If the polls are to be believed, it appears pretty obviously that he takes votes equally from Hillary and Donald. So maybe they have a point that's where they have to kind of focus their wrath, that don't waste your vote. It's a wasted vote. Folks, here's the thing. It's not a wasted vote. You vote for what you want. You vote for someone who's moral, who's been there, who's fiscally conservative. Both of these guys have run states and run them extremely well. A friend of mine just posted a thing today where I think the facts are wrong. And he's a very lefty kind of columnist and stated that Johnson left office with a big deficit. And that's simply not true. He left with a billion-dollar surplus. So don't believe what everyone tells you, even if they're on your team.
Okay. Sounds good.
Although I believe Jeanine every time she says something.
Well, we're not always on the same team.
We're not? When aren't we?
Well, politically, sometimes. I have canceled out your vote in many elections.
You have. That's the story of our marriage.
But other than that, same team.
Okay.
Personally.
Should I know something here? Are we announcing something?
No. Just saying personally, yes. Politically, not always.
Okay.
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 All right.
Well, that's it for this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. I am awfully glad you listened in. If you want to keep up with us, you can go to gocomics.com/Prickly City. You can go to scottstantis.com. And if you want to drop us a line, comment on what you're hearing here, go ahead and shoot us one at pricklycity@gmail.com. For Jeanine, for Michael Heidemann, who does exist, he's saluting us now. Honest to God, people, he's really here. And for all of us here at the Prickly City Podcast, thank you. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.